Welcome to Red Meat, a collection of the tastiest tidbits from Odyssey's conservative news talk radio stations across the country, a place where we're not afraid to dig in. Today we're diving into why so many people are leaving the coasts, the West, namely California, and the Northeast, especially New York and New Jersey, due to factors like high taxes, cost of living, and crime. These states have lost significant population and income over the past decade, while the people leaving these high-tax states are often relocating to states with no income tax like Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. These states are becoming the new economic powerhouses, and they're run by Republicans. Is it a coincidence? Listen and decide.
Another huge company is calling it quits in California, saying enough is enough. We're out of here. Moving headquarters to Franklin, Tennessee.
Wow.
You have any idea what company
you're
talking about?
That's a big change.
That is a big change. They've been in California, here's another clue, for about 77 years.
Is it something like California famous, like In-N-Out Burger or something
ding,
like
ding,
that?
Ding, ding, ding,
oh, is it really?
It really is. It's In-N-Out.
You're kidding me.
They're moving.
I was making that
They're
up.
They're done. No. The founder's granddaughter went on a podcast, and she was talking about how, look, raising a family here in California is not easy. Doing business here is not easy.
No, it's not.
And this is, it's a domino effect. You see the stupid policies that they put in place in California, and you're seeing now many businesses, the latest being In-N-Out, saying, we're out of here. And they're giving their staffers about 5 or so years. I think she said that the plan is to kind of slowly get over to Franklin because this is such a big deal. I've never been to In-N-Out, but it's almost like one of those destination places.
Sure.
Where you go to California and it's like everybody has to post the picture of themselves eating In-N-Out burger. And they have to talk about how you have to make sure you get an animal, whatever. Is it like an animal style sauce or something? I don't even know. I hear it's amazing. But it's pretty incredible the business that they've built up where it's become like a dang tourist attraction that you have to go to In-N-Out. So, you know, sure, you might just think, well, how does that really affect us? Well, this is a really prime opportunity for cities like St. Louis and surrounding cities to compete for some of these companies.
To lure them in.
And yes, yeah. And we're going to continue losing out. I have no idea. I'm sure they wouldn't even consider St. Louis. But this is where we really need to be trying to attract new businesses. And I know they've talked about updates to the airport. We just had a couple weeks ago a disastrous situation at the airport where we had hours-long lines. People were missing their flights, and they blamed it on some conference that was held downtown that had some 25,000 people or so. They're saying that's what essentially added to all the congestion. But that's, I hate to say it, but that's kind of unacceptable. At this level of a city, we should be able to handle an influx of people like that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it won't be a little bit slowed down, but there were videos of people quite literally lined up outside the airport, like down to the road. It was that packed.
Wow.
You're not going to attract businesses if you have a crime issue.
Well,
you're just not.
If you listen to the radio, and I would hope Missouri's doing the same thing that like Michigan's doing. If you listen to our radio station, there are promos that run from the Michigan Department Chamber of Commerce trying to get businesses to relocate from Missouri to Michigan, of all places, with a crazy Gretchen Whitmer as their governor, and where they have all kinds of crazy environmental policies. And yeah, I don't know why anybody, other than visiting Michigan to go to the Great Lakes, I don't know why anybody would want to go there. I'm just being honest.
I know what commercials or whatever you want to call them. I know what you're talking
but
about.
But why don't we do that? Why is Missouri not marketing itself like that to California?
Because we'd have to sit here and say, well, we may still have a lot of murders, but dang it, they're down from last year.
Yeah, but you're not. You're thinking St. Louis specific.
No, I know. I think like a town and country or a Chesterfield would be
just
optimal
Missouri.
For,
just
for
Missouri.
A place like town and or In-N-Out.
Why is Missouri not spending money as a state marketing itself to places like California and the Chicago area and New York City and all of these other bastions of liberal progressive nuttiness where they're about to elect socialists, and saying, you don't have to put up with this. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put up with your company being forced to be made public because Zohan Mandani thinks it's a good idea.
you shouldn't be forced to pay your employees $25, $30
in per California,
hour
it's
minimum
$30
wage.
An hour.
I'm sure that's why a number of them are leaving. I mean, this is a really great company. I didn't know that they have Christian roots. So I would imagine it's kind of like Chick-fil-A, where I hear that the employees are treated really well and people generally like working for them. I mean, you can tell the difference when you go to Chick-fil-A and you see this, the level of service you get compared to a lot of these other fast food restaurants.
I wonder what an In-N-Out burger costs in Southern California, where they now have to pay people like $30 an hour mm-hmm. to flip hamburgers.
Well,
like zero skill level, and you're making $30 an hour.
And what's funny is Franklin, Tennessee, because I lived in Nashville, I used to go to Franklin all the time. That is where a lot of the country music artists live. It is one of the ritziest areas in Tennessee. It's beautiful. All the homes have acreage, and I mean, it's like private
well,
community.
I mean, I'm sure
so,
that if these people have been around in California that long,
that
they're
still
loaded.
But then it would still feel like you can go to a place like Franklin, Tennessee, and have your headquarters there, and it would still, they'd come out on top.
Because now, they have no income. Is it in Tennessee a no-income tax state? I can't remember.
No state income tax, and they don't have some stupid law about $30 an hour minimum wage. Now, my question was, because, again, I've told you I've never had an In-N-Out burger, and I kind of would like to try one. Well, does that mean that the surrounding states, aka Missouri, could finally get an In-N-Out? Because for as long as they've been around, you have to go travel.
I'm trying to remember where I was.
Not in Missouri.
No, they have started relocating. There's some of those around, other than California. I just can't remember where.
Well, listen to this is, so again, this is the founders. Granddaughter who was talking about, okay, what's the strategy here moving forward once you move your headquarters to Franklin, Tennessee? Listen to her talk about it.
Florida has begged us and we're still saying no. You know, the East Coast states, we're still saying no. You know, we're able to reach Tennessee from our Texas warehouse. So we're not putting our whole meat facility where we do all of our own beef and send it to our stores, make patties. We're not going to have that there. We'll have a warehouse, but not do our own meat there. So we'll be able to deliver from Texas. So Texas can reach some other states, mm-hmm. you know? So,
yeah.
Like, you know. Missouri?
I was just going to say, if they can reach Tennessee, yeah. they can reach Missouri. I have a feeling maybe this means we could be getting an In-N-Out burger here. I actually feel hopeful about that.
It's possible. I would like to think so.
I didn't know they had their, what's it called, a warehouse.
Maybe they'll go to the Tennessee border states and fix this up.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to see more and more of these companies who are saying, I'm not dealing with this.
So why exactly are New York, New Jersey, and California the big losers as more and more homeowners and business owners fill moving trucks and hit the road? Mark Cox discusses it next.
This is not news in many ways that, you know, people from the Northeast are leaving that area. And yes, high taxes is a huge driver of that. And if you get this Mom Donnie guy in there as mayor, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already said, basically, he's going after the wealthy people. And listen to this stat. This comes from Stephen Moore. And he, you know, he plays in the economics world quite a bit. New York and New Jersey lost $140 billion in income in just one decade. $140 billion gone.
Ooh, with a B, that's a lot.
Call it moving van economics. New York and New Jersey are the losers. New analysis from Unleash Prosperity, the latest census and income tax data, finds that these two states have lost more residents over the past decade than any other state not named California.
Right.
So California actually lost more. But from 2015 to 2024, New York has lost 2 million residents.
Wow.
2 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah. These New York and New Jersey refugees have mostly relocated to the new powerhouse states, Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. And these moving vans, they explain why the Southeast is now, for the first time ever, the economically dominant region in the country. And even more problematic for New York and New Jersey is that the movers are taking a lot of personal income and purchasing power with them, as you would imagine, right? From 2012 to 2022, New York has lost $100 billion in income, while New Jersey is down by more than $31 billion. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the income is lost forever, except for the rare cases when some move back. But these income losses accumulate year after year. That money that they would have been spending year after year while living there, residing there, they're gone now. And so is their money. So why are so many people leaving the Northeast? A myriad of reasons. Crime, cost of living, better job opportunities, warmer weather, and yes, to save money on taxes. New York, New Jersey, and California are the three biggest losers in the interstate migration sweepstakes. And they just happen to be the states with the highest state local income tax add-ons. The big winner? States like Florida and Texas that have no income tax at all. There's a warning sign that should be flashing. The place in America with the highest income tax is New York City. Now one of the leading candidates for mayor, Zohran Mamdani, wants to raise the tax on the rich by another 2 percentage points.
Well, that'll help. Yeah. Let's just drive even more people away. You know, where's the line where you can just keep adding and adding and adding taxes as you're losing and losing taxpayers?
Yeah, it takes a lot of motivation to get people to move. In other words, because people are usually plugged in. You've got friends and family.
Absolutely.
Those are two big motivators. And your source of your income is usually tied to those areas. Mm-hmm. And if you're in New York, you have to be making a healthy income or you couldn't afford to live there, number one.
Yeah.
So you're looking at replacing that income with a job somewhere else where the income is not going to be as high. But once they start to look at all the numbers and they break it down, they go, well, you know what? We actually are going to break about even because the cost of living is lower, tax is lower, but we're going to take less of a paycheck. So then what's the factor? Then it comes down to quality of life. Less crime, better weather. It's a no-brainer at that point for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And you see apparently more and more like financial, places with financial ties are, you know, moving down south. Mm-hmm. And just like I said, Texas, Tennessee, and Florida seem to be some of the big places where folks are going. I think Texas and Tennessee is where everybody should go.
Yeah.
If you're... Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, move, you know.
That'd be great, I think.
Let's dive deeper into New York City specifically. Turns out plenty of people are willing to sleep on it.
Well, well, well. Zohran Mamdani, the guy who wants to be and may end up being the mayor of New York, had the unmitigated gall to tweet this last night. I'm heartbroken to learn of the horrific shooting in Midtown, and I am holding the victims, their families, and the NYPD officer in critical condition in my thoughts, grateful for all of our first responders on the ground. You mean the ones you vowed to defund?
Right, yeah, that would be who he's talking about, yeah.
Cool, because I'm looking for something more like, how many more would have died without them? Because you're going to defund them, so... I mean, there's no self-awareness with these liberals. There really is. Mamdani is what? Anguish? There was not a SEAL Team 6 social worker in full Kevlar available to de-escalate this unfortunate situation? How can you? You can't have it both ways. They want to take your gun. I mean, this is a guy who says violence by criminals is not actually violence. And the only real violence is the violence by prosecutors. That's the only violence. But he's pretend. That's what they do. They do it so well. Pretend to be normal until it's too late and we elect you. I'm going to actually play this because people actually have to hear this stuff. I'm not exaggerating. He's talking about violence is an artificial construct when we're talking about people who, yes, steal Amazon packages, but also burglars who break into your house. That is a violent crime. Burglary is the crime where they break into your house when you are home. That is a violent crime.
Oftentimes, we've even found as legislators, when we go into these courts, the term violent crime is even used when people are stealing packages. Violent crime is even used when people are accused of burglary and there happens to be a housing unit in that same dwelling. So violence is an artificial construction. And we have to be very clear that what is happening here with these district attorneys, that is violence. That is violence of the highest order.
Someone should ask Mr. Mancami, was what we just saw here violence? Was that fire? That no, that's just a construct.
I think you've got four families at least that would differ with that opinion.
It just drives me nuts how they get away with it. You should not get away with it. If you want to defund the NYPD, then either keep your mouth shut or you tell us what your plan was for a situation like this. And he can't because he's a child. He is. He's a child. Even put up a tweet, hey, you know, I'm really fortunate that when I decide to quit my job for some me time, my family could just pay my bills. Yeah, well, you don't know what reality is, but.
No, not at all.
Because most of us don't live that way.
Nope.
Anyway, absolutely tragic with this shooter and the fact that he targeted the building because the NFL headquarters is there. A lot of pictures emerging of the people barricading themselves in the office because, you know, their offices, nobody knew, who was coming and, right. If they'd been caught in any of that.
And with New York City's gun laws, they weren't able to defend themselves.
No, not really. But, this is how they want to live in New York. And I got to tell you, this guy wins. New York Post did an article that estimate 20% of the NYPD would quit. I'm surprised it's that low. If this guy gets elected, and I don't blame them. And the main reason that this is a problem for police officers is you have to defend yourself, especially in New York, against, illegal immigrants, violent crime members, some of the most violent crime members on earth. If you have to shoot somebody in self-defense, will he have your back or will he stand by, fire you? And unfortunately for police officers, if you get fired, if it's found you did something wrong, which to the left, if you're an police officer, you're just wrong for breathing, okay? If you defend yourself against one of their voters, i.e. a hardened criminal, then you're really, really wrong. You're supposed to let the guy kill themselves, kill you and maybe themselves. You have nobody to back you up. You're going to see more of this thing. If he wins, you're going to see, 20% of the force just go, we give up. We can't. We do not have his backing. We're afraid to defend ourselves. What happens? And I've been arguing we will have no-go zones where liberal cities used to be. You will see block by block takeover by some of the most violent gangs on earth. And this is evidence of this. Lee, that exodus that I'm saying, the idea, could millions leave? Yes. This is an article by Stephen Moore in the New York Post. His group, Unleash Prosperity, took a look at the latest census and realized New York and New Jersey have lost $140 billion in income in just one decade. What does that mean? Well, the way that he counted that was the way they counted that, they looked at what people made. And they looked at the latest census and income tax data to find out, how much these states have lost. They have lost more residents over the past decade than any other state except California. From 2015 to 2024, so that's 9 years, New York has lost 2 million residents. That is astonishing.
Wow.
You put Mancami in there, we are going to lose control of territory. And I'm talking, when I say lose control, I mean you got to send the military in to get it back. Well, you don't believe me? Go look at Mexico. Those the people that are running the no-go zones down there where even the military can't go in Mexico, they're coming here. Or they are here. And it just took the NYPD 2 years to clean out the whole brothel district. And we were talking about at the beginning of the New York Post, they were selling girls and kidnap women out of some of that. I mean, that is the level of third world absolute anarchy and chaos going on in New York. Can you imagine with Mancami as the mayor?
Beyond belief at this point.
Yeah, I think you'll see more people fleeing for literally for their lives. And you're going to see, it's a sanctuary city. You're going to see the gangs they've invited there take territory. And it's going to be harder and harder and harder to liberate that territory.
Well, they'll have to defund the police because they won't have the tax base to pay for it.
No. And CNN, I mean, just beclowned itself yesterday.
Again?
These people are just ridiculous. They're literally running, and this trended on X yesterday because it was so absurd. They're literally running video that has just come out of the shooter entering the building, strolling along like he doesn't have a care in the world. And he's, by the way, very clearly not white, even at a distance and with sunglasses on, you can tell that. Here's her report.
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they did get, they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white. And that they were already able to identify various parts of the building where they think he is right now from 911 calls and also possibly video on those elevators, that they were able to move that.
Possibly white. Possibly white. It doesn't matter that he killed a police officer. That's not an important detail. The important detail is he's possibly white. They're already setting this up for their liberal followers to make the same assumption that they lead them to, almost always erroneously, that this is a white male conservative Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And then inevitably in the weeks after, we find out the details don't support that.
Well, after you've already run the headline that enraged millions in this country, you know, then the damage is already done. So,
oh, yeah, no, it's like Minnesota. I got texts from some of you. Why aren't you talking about Minnesota? You know, the guy who went and killed the Democrat speaker. That's what I'm talking about. I've got to see the whole manifesto. I'm not doing it. Not repeating their lies. And I was right. I didn't talk about it for 2 weeks until it came out. The guy not only was not a conservative Republican or Trump supporter, any of those things, he thought, because he was crazy, he was working with Tim Walz to help him become a U.S. senator. Tim Walz, of course, Kamala Harris's running mate. He had planned to kill Amy Klobuchar. And this was part of his plan that he believed he and Tim had hatched in order to further the Democrat cause. He also said the government had trained him to go do this. And he was even very clear in an interview with the New York Post. Sorry, I'm not a Trump supporter. But that only ran in the New York Post. Everybody else blacked it out. So that's what CNN does. And that's what you heard Aaron Burnett trying to get started yesterday. Just misinform, misinform, misinform when people are paying attention. Then black out the truth later. It's disgusting. They should just try news. Just, you know, just do news. Just whatever happens, just throw that out there.
Report the facts.
Yeah. What's the point of that?
Now that we know what's going wrong, let's take a look at what's going right. Texas. Here's KRLD Radio in Dallas, Fort Worth.
We always hear how the Texas economy would be in the top 10 economies, biggest in the world. But one county in North Texas is going to lead that way into the future. Researchers at Prestige Economics predict Collin County will have a GDP that's larger than entire states in this country within the next 25 years. Collin County alone will make up 10% of the total GDP for the entire state of Texas. One county out of 254. It'll have a full 7% of the people working in the state and 6% of the population. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by one of the recipients of all those people and all those jobs, Bill Cox. He's the new mayor of the city of McKinney. He is on the KRLD Newsline. Mayor, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is a kind of a great way to enter into a new job. I know you've been with the city of McKinney for a while. Is this surprising to you that Collin County is going to be showing this much growth coming up the next 25 years?
You know, you look at the last 20 years or so and the growth patterns that not only Collin County, but also all of North Texas has seen. And it only leads you to believe that it's going to continue the next 20 to 25 years. And you've got Frisco, McKinney, other cities in the area that are just really experiencing this growth pattern, and it really forces us to look ahead, look further ahead than typically your 5 or 10 year growth plan. You've got to look 15, 20 years out, and that's what we're all doing is preparing for the growth that just continues to come to the North Texas area.
Was it already expected, though, to see such the boom that we've had even in these past 5 years? I mean, North Texas has been growing exponentially, but, you know, when we take a look at Collin County, was that already expected?
You know, I don't know that I would say it was expected. It's certainly not a total surprise to people based on what we've gone through. But it is interesting that we continue to grow and continue to have people that want to live in this North Texas area and experience the lifestyle that we have here with the school system and the family entertainment and all the different restaurant options and the different opportunities to raise a family in this North Texas area just continues to be attractive to people.
Yeah, very true. Now, with the growth in Collin County, you mentioned the city of Frisco, also Plano and Allen. Do you in the councils and the various mayor's offices, do you get together and to chat about how you're going to, as a group, deal with this kind of growth? Because it is literally explosive.
You know, thus far, we've had meetings with the other leadership, both in the school system and also the elected officials at the city level. So the answer is yes, David, we'll continue to have those meetings because we're all going through the same thing. It's interesting, while we all compete with each other for economic development and compete for, you know, homes and compete for opportunities for our citizens, we still have some common ground and some common things that we can all come together and work on. So, yes, we have a good working relationship with our neighboring cities.
When we continue to shine the spotlight on Collin County, most recently McKinney was widely recognized as like an amazing place to rent for 2025. Can you talk about that recent recognition?
Yeah, this came out in the last few days that the housing opportunities in McKinney are, you know, we're recognized as one of the best, and that's true. We work really hard at providing different levels of housing, whether that be single family or multifamily, whatever your family looks like. It's, you know, McKinney's been blessed with having different options for families that depending on the level or where they are in that family structure. It's important to, you know, if people are going to work here and live here, they've got to have a place that fits within the budget. And McKinney has done a great job in continuing to find those opportunities.
Yeah, it's been not so long that McKinney was considered way out there. Now it's right in the heart of things. Mayor, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Red Meat. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button for your favorite tasty assortment of conservative audio. And follow your local Odyssey talk station to get shows from these hosts delivered daily wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay hungry.